Welcome to Heart of the Home. I'm Claire Cameron. Overwhelmed mums and women sick of just getting through your days, join me for adventures in decluttering, organising and simplifying our lives with a little woo and a lot of love. Are you ready? This episode is sponsored by The Household Revolution. Do you ever feel like you're drowning? Drowning in stuff, responsibilities, housework, cooking, cleaning, all the things. What if I told you you can feel in control and have an organized, clutter-free household? Join The Household Revolution today and get ready to make managing your household and your life easier, less stressful, and more enjoyable. Use the code PODCAST to get 50% off your first month's membership. Go to www.thehouseholdrevolution.com/THR to find out more. Hello and welcome to another episode of From the Heart of the Home. I am your host, Claire Cameron, and today we're talking money. Money and the budget. Isn't it a fun topic? But I don't know about you, but it's something I end up thinking about or talking about very, very often. I was contacted by a journalist for the Courier Mail last week, and she told me that apparently in Brisbane, I'm not sure if it was Australia-wide, fruit and vegetable prices are one of the things that have increased the most across the board. Like including, electricity, fruit and veg, and there was one other thing. But the price of those have increased the most this year. Like food is already so expensive. So how can we actually save money on it? So she was asking me for some tips. Which of course, as you know, I am big on my money saving tips. And I'm also big on tips for getting fruit and vegetable into our family. One thing I saw recently, I'm in quite a lot of Facebook groups, and one of them is about budgeting. And one lady was asking for tips with their budget, so they didn't have very much money left after all their expenses. And she said, "And my husband was just told that he needs to start eating healthily. The doctor told him that he needs to start eating healthily or is going to die." And you know, that makes it a lot more expensive. And it kills me that that is the perception out there, that eating healthy is expensive. Because what is the cost of this cheap food? Anyway, this is not what this episode was meant to be about. This is about, so I'm going to share with you 7 tips to save money on fresh produce. But I just want to say that eating healthily, eating real food, is not expensive when you compare it. Well, even if you compare straight up the price, but if you compare the health costs, so obviously this poor guy is pretty sick. If the doctor's telling him he needs to change his diet or is going to die, I'm going to guess that he's at least on some medications. He makes some pretty regular trips to the doctor. And that's costing him money. So that's the added cost of not eating healthily. Anyway, again, Claire, off the soapbox, I'm going to share with you my tips before I get off on a tangent. All right. So there are heaps of ways that you can save money on fruit and veg. When I left my full-time job, it was nearly 7 years ago now, I had an unpredictable income. We were just... I was, 25? I was just working whatever jobs I could get to avoid going back to a full-time employment for many reasons. But I got really good at budgeting and coming up with lots of different tricks. And then, you know, over the years, I've fine-tuned that, and especially being on maternity leave twice in 2 years and maternity leave from your own business is not as great financially as it might sound. Probably doesn't sound great. It's not great.
So I've got lots of tips, but I'm going to share with you seven. So my first tip is to buy in season. Now, I know a lot of people go on about this, and what is in season? So fruit and vegetables have a season that they grow better. So if you have, I'm looking out the window at my lemon tree. So my lemon tree doesn't have lemons all year round. It only has lemons from, well, it's had them for about the last month, and it'll have them for another month or so. That's lemon season. So if you are going to the supermarket and trying to buy lemons in September, they're going to be a lot more expensive because they have come from somewhere else. They're not local, so that you've got to pay for them to travel, and most likely they're coming internationally, so you don't really know all the details of that. We're talking about price. We're talking about price, Claire. Focus. So they're travel. You're paying for them to travel. You're also paying if they're grown in Australia. I mean, they're going to be, it's going to cost the farmers a lot more money to grow them because they're not meant to be grown at that time of year. So whether they're altering the environment or growing them in special sheds, I mean, I am not a grower, clearly, but it costs a lot more money to grow them. So that's another reason they're more expensive. So shopping, buying things when they're in season is essential. And yeah, it does mean that you've got to give up some things at different times of the year. But I could go down a whole nother rabbit hole with this that way out. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. If you want, you can look up why we eat in season, why eat in season for your body. That'll send you down a nice little hole of research. So it's easier for people to grow at that time of year, and it doesn't have to travel as far. So you can do a search. I'll link in the show notes. I found a website called The Seasonal Food Guide, which is a great resource for Australia. It's got all the different fruits and vegetables and when they're in season. So you know, if you're shopping for something, when it's in season, it's going to be less expensive and more easily available. So tip number two, shop at the local farmers market. So again, this is a big thing to do with travel. So you're not paying for it to have traveled long distance. Plus, you're buying it directly from the farmer. So you're cutting out the middleman. Say you go to your local supermarket to buy fruit and vegetables. They have bought it from your farmer. So they have paid a price to your farmer. Then you are buying it from them. So they also want to make a profit on top of that. Whereas if you're buying directly from the farmer, it's going to cost you less. Now, an extra special bonus tip for this one is to shop at your local farmers markets about half an hour, 45 minutes before they're closing. If you're flexible about what you want to buy, farmers are never keen on taking produce home because what are they going to do with it? They want to sell it. So go right at the end and you will bag some bargains. Tip number three. Join a local co-op. So a co-op is basically a group of people who get together and buy in bulk to save money, and then they split it all up. So you might get wholesale rates, for example, if you're buying like this, and that's how they save money. So you can just do a Google search of co-op in your area. The other option for this is to find a company that does a set box every week. So the bonus of this is that you know how much it's going to cost each week, so you can budget for it. You don't have to think about what's in season. You don't have to do your research. They automatically get you what's in season because that's what's in the box. So you're shopping. You are eating seasonal produce without having to think about it. Some of them deliver, so there's a benefit as well. And you're going to get a biggest bang for your buck, really, because they want to give you the best they can for that price. And yeah, all in season, local, usually, depending on who you use. So if you're in Brisbane, I use Spray Free Pharmacy. They are a local, it's just a family owned business, and it's a co-op basically, and they're brilliant. And I've used quite a few different companies, and they're my favorite so far. Tip number four is be flexible in your cooking. So use different fruits and veggies interchangeably. Don't stick really rigidly to a recipe or to things that you must have, because again, that's going to get expensive. If you are cooking a recipe and one of the fruits or vegetables in it is not in season, it's going to be more expensive. So have a look around, what can you use instead? I mean, different greens like spinach, kale, silver beet, all of those things can be used interchangeably. Beans and snow peas, and they generally are in season together, but carrots and sweet potato, you know, use different kinds of root vegetables, so turnips, sweet potato, a stir fry. You don't have to make a stir fry with Asian vegetables. You can use whatever vegetables that you like. The same with fruits, so you know, apple and pear, totally interchangeable if you're cooking with them, or using different berries. So yeah, use, or something like a curry or a stew, you can pretty much use whatever vegetables you like. So that's tip number four. Tip number five is to grow some things yourself. Now this might seem a little bit impossible, and it's really not. Trust me, I do not have the greenest thumb ever. I should. My grandma has the greenest thumb I've ever seen. My mother has a pretty brown thumb, so I guess I'm kind of like an army green. Baby poo green is coming to mind. That's my thumb. So some things that are really easy to grow, a couple of herbs. Shallots are ridiculously easy. Next time you buy shallots, chop off the root part and put it in a little bit of water, and it will actually, I don't think you even need to do that, just shove it in some dirt and it will grow again, and then you can cut it off and it'll keep growing. Some herbs you can grow from cuttings. If you buy the little herb bunches at the supermarket and they've still got the roots attached, shove that in the dirt, it will grow. It's just really easy things. Beans and peas are easy to grow. Don't go for things like broccoli that are slow growing and you only get one head per plant. Go for things that you're actually going to get a little bit of bang for your buck with. Greens are really easy. Again, leafy things. That would probably be my starting point. So tip number six is to buy on special and freeze. So when things are in season, if you cannot live without your fresh lemons and you don't want to be paying a fortune when they are out of season, then buy a whole lot of lemons and juice them and freeze them. Or I peel, because we have a lemon tree, I peel the zest off and I freeze that, and I juice a whole lot of lemons and I freeze the juice, so that we've got fresh lemon juice and fresh zest throughout the year, and we never really have to ever buy lemons thanks to our beautiful tree. So you can do the same with really any fruits or vegetables. So berries, mango, all of those things freeze just as they are, cut up. Bananas, I always buy bananas on special. So literally nearly everywhere you go, maybe not Coles and Woolies, they don't seem to do it, but greengrocers, they always have bananas that are going a bit black and they sell them for like $1 a kilo. I always buy up there and whack them in the freezer. So I break them up and put them in the freezer. You don't have to do that. And then I use them in smoothies and in baking. Such a big money saver. For vegetables, so say like greens, beans, broccoli, snow peas, parboil them before you freeze them. So cook them until they're almost done. You know, with broccoli, how it starts to turn like lime green. When it gets to that stage, whack it under cold water and ice, because you want to stop the cooking process straight away, and then freeze in a single layer. And once they're frozen, you can pop them into a Ziploc bag and then you just use it as you would. What else can you freeze? Like really, you can freeze just about anything. Herbs, you can freeze. Avocado, you can even freeze avocado. I mean, it doesn't defrost all that nicely for like spreading on a sandwich, but using it in dips, or I mean, I use avocado in my smoothie. Another great thing to freeze. So tip number seven, while we're in the freezer, is to buy frozen. There is nothing wrong with frozen fruit and vegetables. I would say I prefer to buy organic frozen fruit and vegetables, just because you know that it is meeting certain requirements. Some fruit and veggies come from international fruits and vegetables, and their standards may not be the same as they are in Australia. Now, I know that they have to meet certain requirements to come into Australia, but you know, if you heard the whole berry issue a couple of years ago, you'll know what I'm talking about. But frozen vegetables, so they are picked and frozen, snap frozen, a lot of them, so they are just as fresh as fresh vegetables, if not, I'm going to say, fresher than some of the produce that you will get in your supermarket. Because, do your research, some of that fresh, I'm doing my little air commas, air quote, whatever these things are, fresh fruit and vegetables in supermarkets, it ain't so fresh, some of it. Some of it's been there for a long time. So, frozen stuff is great. And it's a good thing to have on hand to get you through. So just buying a packet of mixed frozen vegetables or frozen berries and things, they can get you through so many different things, so many different scenarios. So those are my 7 tips to save money on fresh produce. Number 1, buy in season. Number 2, shop at the local farmers market. Number 3, join a co-op or buy a set box. Number 4, be flexible in your cooking. Number 5, grow some things yourself. Number 6, buy up when things are on special and freeze. And number 7, buy frozen. Thanks for listening to From the Heart of the Home. If you are a mum who is sick of the overwhelm and ready to ditch it, then I would love to have you in the From the Heart of the Home free Facebook group. To join, go to clairekcreations.com/Facebook group. And I look forward to seeing you there. And if you enjoy this podcast, then I would love for you to share it with your mum friends. See you next time.